Okay, we're on to Zayin with Beis Atat. Amar Rab Abba. Eruvei Tavshilim Tzrichin Kezayis. You have to have a Kezayis, a minimum, for Eruvei Tavshilim. You boil a little. Kezayis Echad Lekulot. You have a lot of people in the house. You have to have a Kezayis for each person. Al Dilma Kezayis Lekol Echad Ve'echad. One Kezayis is enough for everybody, or you need a Kezayis for each person. Toshma, Amar Rab Abba, Amar Rav, Eruvei Tavshilim Tzrichin Kezayis. All you need is one kezayis. It doesn't make a difference how many people are benefiting from that eruv. Masha'in kein eruve chaseros, you need grogris for every person up until 18 people. After that, it helps for a lot. And eruve tchumim, you need mazon shtei sudos for each person that's nehenna from the eruve tchumim. Okay, Rashi. Bein echad, bein leechad, bein lemeya. Dai lehem bekezayis. One kezayis helps for as many people as is benefiting from the eruvei tavshilin. Tznan ochlo o she'avad lo yivashu lo betchila. Right, if the eruv got eaten or lost, so you can't cook lichatchila. We'll see in a few days what that means. But to start cooking, if it was lost or eaten, you can't. Shir mimenu kol shehu somech olav l'shabbos. If there's anything left, it's okay. My kol shehu lav afagav leki kezayis. Even if there's less than a kezayis left, is okay. Lo disle be kezayis. Shir kol shehu means a kezayis. Rashi. Lo disle be kezayis. Why is it called kolshu? Because it means anything's left. L'chatchil, you have to start with a whole bread. You can't use a piece, we'll see. But b'di'evid, if you have at least a kezayis left, which is called kolshu, that's okay. Toshma, tavshul zeh, tzli, v'afilu kovush, sholuk umuvushul. The tavshul that you use... The tavshil that you use for a ruvei tavshilin can be roasted or kavush or shaluk, which is overcooked or regular cooked. The kulas ha'ispanim shenosol chan me'erev yontif, or what's it called, if you have something that's easily cooked, it just needs pouring hot water over it. Like kulas ha'ispanim, it's a fish that the way that you cook it is by pouring hot water over it. So all of that is considered an Erev Tavshilin. Tchilos of the Sofo Ein Lo Shir. Beginning and end, when you start, and how much is left over if it's eaten or whatever, how much has to be left, is no Shir. Ma'ilav Ein Lo Shir Klal, that you don't even need a Kezayis. Lo, Ein Lo Shir Lamala. There's no Shir in how much you can put. But Aval Yesh Lo Shir Lamata, but there's a minimum Shir as a Kezayis. Omer Afun Omer Rav, Eruvei Tavshilin Tzrichin Das. You have to know that you're putting this out for Eruv Tavshilin. Pshita Das Meiniach Boinen. Navari, the person who's putting this out for Eruv Tavshilin, doesn't know what he's doing. That he's leaving this for the sake of Eruv Tavshilin. Das Mishi Nicholo Boinen Olo. How about if you're doing it for somebody else, do they have to know about it? Or does it help even if they don't know about it? Toshma, Davua Deshmuel Ma'arev Akula Nardo. Avuah the Shmuel used to make a Erev Tavshilin for the whole city of Nardah. And they, Lechara, didn't have to know that he was doing it for them. They forgot about it, and they remembered on Yom Tov they can still cook. Rabbi Ami v'Rabasi ma'arvu akulu tveria. Rashi. Tavshil zeshil Eruv. Kavush b'chometz uv'chard lumine yirakos. You can use something that was kavush, because kavush is like mavushal. Shaluk mavushal harbi ma'od. Shaluk is where it's overcooked. Mavushal kilchaso. Mavushal is cooked regular. Kulay soyispanin. Dag meliachu. It's a salty fish, and it's very soft. Arach. Venechol kamoshuchai. You can really eat it raw. Elishenos lavcham in the zebishulo. But it's easily cooked, so you only have to do is pour water from a klirishon over it, and it's cooked. Kinesnam sechashavas. Shadachoso zui gemar malachto. Just pouring water over it cooks it. So if you did that before Yom Tov, you can use that for Erev Tavshilin. Shenasnu olav chamim garsinan, she'asulo me'erav yantav bishul haroi lo. You cooked it the way it's normally cooked. In other words, like pouring hot water over it, that's good enough. Tchilaso, she'asa atapshul, ein lo shir, kama yehebo. In the beginning, when you l'chatchila, make the eruv, there's no shir. Sofo ochlo, she'ava, the shir menuktsas. Or in the end, if it was something, it was lost or eaten, there's no shir, how much has to be left? So Mari says, my lav ain't lo shir klal, lo l'rav lo l'ma'at, not more or less, lo ain't lo shir l'mala. There's no shir in how much you can use for an Erev Tavshilin, right, in maximum. But minimum, there is a shir. Lo mar shlo yosipo al kach l'kach. There's no reason why you can't make Erev Tavshilin a lot. Right? I might think maybe not. Maybe it doesn't look like you're starting to cook if you use a lot. There's no shear. You could use as much as you want for Erev Tavshilin, but lamaka lo yifchos mikazayis. But minimum has to be at least a kazayis. Tzrichim das, shiyedu shalashem kach nasu. You have to know that you're setting it out the shame Erev Tavshilin. Bravhuna lo pirish das mi. He said, needs das of who? The person who's putting it out or the person who's benefiting from it? Mefarshinan lo anan vamrinan, hovani pshitol on the chiomer Bravhuna tzrichim das, daito de meniach mi a boy. That's for sure that you need the das of the person who's putting the Erev Tavshilin. Otherwise, it's not an Erev Tavshilin. The iu adiv shall say l'shem kach. He has to make it l'shem Erev Tavshilin. Niu mi boil and das mi shi nichu l'tzorcho. Kegon daso zu l'tzorach haveiro. Klum tzorach shiim l'chbo t'chilo l'asoso alpiv. Does he have to let him know before he makes the Erev that it's l'shem Erev or not? Or can he find out later and he's lucky that somebody made an Erev for him? Okay. Machriz Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Mishalo Hiniach Eruv Tavshilin Yovel Yismuchal Shali. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi would announce, anybody who didn't make Eruv Tavshilin can rely on my Eruv Tavshilin that I made Erev Yantif. Ad Kama, till where could you rely? Om Rav Nechuim Bar Zechariah, Mishmed Abaya, Ad Tchum Shabbos. Till Tchum Shabbos, he had in mind for them, and they had in mind also that if they forgot, that they will be Yotze with his. But beyond Tchum Shabbos, since they can't come to be by him, they don't have him in mind, he doesn't have them in mind. An Tchum Shabbos, la'omdim chutz l'tchum lo'hayadayto sh'minyach aleihem. People outside the Tchum, the person who made the Erev, didn't have them in mind. V'lo olol alibo l'zochra. Didn't have in mind b'chlal. It's mashma from here, that if he hadn't them in mind, b'feirish, right, that it would be okay. And other Rishonim learn, no, it doesn't make a difference. They're out of the since they're not shayach to this person, they can't come to him, since there's chutz l'tchum, he can't make an Erev Tavshilin for people outside his place. Okay. And his place is called anything within the tchum. Okay. Hahu samya dehavi mesader masnisa kamei demar Shmuel. There was a blind person that was being mesader the brises in front of Mar Shmuel. She was learning with him. Chaz Yadav Yosef, so he saw it was Yontif and he was sad. Omer Le, Amayat Sivas, why are you sad? Omer Le, Dlo, Sivi Eruv Tavshil, I forgot to make Eruv Tavshil yesterday. Omer Le, Smoch Adidi, you can rely on the Eruv Tavshil I made. That's the Poshim Shad. L'shon HaChaz Yadav Yosef, next year, was Rosh Hashanah, he saw the same thing. Pashas, because if it would have been a regular Yontif, he could have made it on the first day with a Tanai. Right? And they asked this, we'll see Rashi. Rashi says, see Rashi, Masadar Masnisa, Shahai Yodea Mishnayis Begirsa, he knew the Mishnayis by heart because he was blind. Umagzer Alem with name Mar Shmuel, and he was reviewing them in front of Mar Shmuel, right, that Mar Shmuel was listening to the Mishnayis that he was saying by heart. Shayusturos Refiv Ki Karin. Because this way he didn't have Svarim, so this was in place of a Sefer. He had a program that said over the Mishnayos. Smoch Adidi, the Maravna Kula Nardos Shehi Iro. I made an Erev for all of Nardos, so you can rely on that. L'shana Acheres, v'Rosh Hashanah Haya, She'en Yochol HaNiach L'Hasnos. It was Rosh Hashanah, it was next year Rosh Hashanah, too, and he couldn't make a Tanai the first day. Everybody speaks of this Rashi. Why Rashi couldn't say it was what's it called? Wasn't Rosh Hashanah, and except that it was Yontif, where Friday and Shabbos was Yontif. So there was no no way of being Masna, or it was the second day Yontif that he saw he was sad. Okay, that's not for here, but that's what they speak about this Rashi. Rashi, the way Rashi had to mention it was Dafka Rosh Hashanah. So the next year, he did the same thing. Omerle, Amayatsivas, why you sighed? Omerle, Delo Osirut, I forgot again. Omerle, Posheyaat, Lukuli Alma, Shor, the Didach Osir. You're a Posheya, right? Obviously, you don't care about Erev Tafshilin. One time you forget is a mistake. Two times already is not a mistake anymore. And everybody else can be Salmachamai Erev, not you. Rashi. The Didach Osir, She'ein Daiti al Hamezidim va Poshim, She'einim Charedel, Ledivri Chachomen. I don't have in mind the people who are mizidim and poshim and don't care about, if you make a mistake twice already, it shows you don't care. So it mashman that if he would have had in mind even those people, it would have helped. And the Rosh says, no, doesn't help the Chalal. Somebody who doesn't care, the Erev Tafshilin doesn't help for him.
But he was sad.
What?
But he was sad, and it shows you that he did care.
He only cared after the fact. Didn't care enough to do it. That was there. The Balamor Taka says different shot here. He says that it's not that he made the Erev for him. He said that you can eat by me. The first year, he didn't tell him you can go cook, what's it called, because of the Erev Tafshilin. He told him that you can come to my house to eat. And the second year, he said, I don't invite people like you to my house. Right? People who forget twice Erev Tafshilin are not welcome guests in my house.
Is that the reason Rav announces whoever forgot the Erev to see me personally?
The what?
You announce each year Erev.
Yeah, because if you forgot more than once, it doesn't help.
He couldn't make himself a note.
What?
He couldn't make
himself a note.
Make himself. Therefore, he lost his kavusa now.
He what?
Shmuel lost his kavusa now.
No, he just lost him for that day, I guess. Tana Rabban. Yontif Shecholios be'erev Shabbos, Ein Ma'arvin Loi Ruve Tchumim V'Loi Ruve Chatzeros. Yontif fell on Erev Shabbos, so you can't make a Ruve Tchumim, and you can't make a Ruve Chatzeros on Yontif for Shabbos. Rebbe Omer Ma'arvin, a Ruve Chatzeros, Avaloi Ruve Tchumim. Rebbe says you can make an a Ruve Chatzeros on Yontif for Shabbos, but not a Ruve Tchumim. Why? Meshata Osro B'Dover Ha'osrlo, Diato Osro B'Dover Ha'mutrlo. Since on Yontif you can carry, so what you can't do on Shabbos without an Eruv HaChatzeros, you can do on Yontif. So if you do it on Yontif for Shabbos, it doesn't look like Misakin. You're not fixing up anything, because on Yontif it's fine what you're doing. Anyway, but Eruv HaTchumim, you can't walk outside the Tchum on Yontif either. So therefore, it looks like you're being Misakin something if you make an Eruv HaTchumim on Yontif for Shabbos.
But you can make it
what? No, he doesn't have to go out of the Tchum, but since Tchumim is Asur on Yontif, so when you make an Eruve Tchum on Yontif, it looks like you're correcting, you're fixing something up, right? Not that you're doing something that you would have been Asur or whatever, but Tchumim are Asur. Now, Shenkin, Eruve Chatzeros, there's no concept of Isur by Eruve Chatzeros on Yontif. Memele, it doesn't look like Mesakin. Doing this on Yontif is not a tickle. Even though you're doing it for Shabbos. Rashi. Lo eruve chatzeros, the tautal mocher, the nirakim esakin dover. It looks like you're fixing something up on Yontif. Shata osir bedover osirlo, koach yesh biyodcho lesor lo milasu tzorich mocher, dover shu osir bo biyom. You can't do for tomorrow what you couldn't do today. In other words, on Yontif also, there's an Inisur of Tchumim. Memela, making an Eruve Tchumim on Yontif for the sake of Shabbos, it looks like you're Mesakin something on Yontif, because it would be also on Yontif too. V'hainu Tchumim, Shaf B'Yontif also lotis min HaTchum. V'iyata also, ain't koach b'yod cholesolom l'sakin l'mocher dovershu mutter bo b'yom. But to be Mesakin something that's only also on Shabbos, and it's not also on Yontif at all, that doesn't look like Mesakin on Yontif. Right, the iser tiltul chaseros less of yontif. No such thing as an iser tiltul chaseros on yontif. Okay. What? No, it's not enough. Omar Itmar, Rav Omar Halacha Ketana Kama. halachas like the Tanakhama, you can't make either Eruve Chatzeros or Eruve Tchumim on Yonta for Shabbos. Shmuel Amar halacha k'Rebbe. And Shmuel says halachas of Rebbe that you could make Eruve Chatzeros but not Eruve Tchumim. Iboilu. Halacha k'Rebbe l'kula or l'chumra. Right? Is halacha like Rebbe l'kula or l'chumra? The Gemara says Pshita, the l'kula k'Amar. Right? L'chora, what's it called? Rebbe said that you could make Eruve Chatzeros. He's l'kula, so what's the shayla? Mishum d'sholach Rebbe Lozer l'gola, lokshatem sholim b'bavel Rebbe Matir v'chachon Moser. Because there's another girsa in the Machlokas that Rebbe Lozer sent to Bavel, and he said, not like you say in Bavel, that Rebbe is the Matir, and the Chachamim are Oser. El Rebbe Oser v'chachonim Matir. Rebbe is the one who said you can't make any Eruv, and the Chachamim said you can make Eruv v'chatzeros. My. So when Shmuel Paskin, like Rebbe, was he paskining according to the girsa we have, Lekula, or according to the girsa Rebbe Lozer said, Lechumra? That was a shayla. My, Toshma, the Rav Tachlifa Baravdimi Ovad Uvdu Kavosi de Shmuel. Right? Rav Tachlifa Baravdimi did a mice like Shmuel to pass him like Rebbe. V'omar Rav, Tchilas Horoa, the Hait Surman Rabbanu Kilkula. He made a mistake. That loch is not like Rebbe. And he made a mistake, and it's a Kilkul. So, Iyamris Bishloma Lakula Kamar Haino Kilkula. He was Matur and Eruve Chatzeris. That really wasn't the Mutter. Right? So he was, what's it called? That was the Horoh was the Kilkul. If he was Mat or something that really was Aser, that's called a Kilkul. And the Amrus the Chumrah, that he passed him like Rebbe, that you can't make Eruve Chaseros. And really you could. What's the Kilkul? So people didn't have an Eruve Chaseros. My Kilkula Ika, Mosharis Kivin the Makalkali Borabim, Hainu Kilkula. No, since they could have made an Eruve Chaseros, and they didn't, and then inevitably some people would carry the Isser, that's a Kilkul. He could have been Matur them in Eruv, and because he wasn't, people could have come to carry, or did come to carry, Shalokadin. Rashi. Mishum, Deshalach Rebbe Lazar, Leficha Chutzur Chulisha Lekula Ka'amar Shmuel Alechumra. Because there's another Girsa in the Machlokas, that Rebbe's the Machmir. They had to ask, when Shmuel said Alachas are Rebbe, did he mean according to the girsa that Rebbe's the Mekel, or according to the girsa that Rebbe's the Machmer? Mishum the Shalach Rebbe Lazar l'chumra, v'anu shonim the Rebbe l'kula. L'ficha sho'alim anu Shmuel shekov Alachas k'Rebbe, heichi masin b'luksayah. How did Shmuel learn the Machlokas? Like Rebbe Lazar, or like we have in the Gemara? V'amar Rav, tchilas horah, the Rav polig alei, Rav argues, and he held that he made a mistake. Halachas not like Rebbe. V'amar halachas k'tana kaba. So, Kivin the Makalkali, Beiradim, the Gemara says, if he paskin to them Lechumra, what was the Kilkul? Must have been, he paskin Lekula, that you can make an Eruv, and it wasn't good. The Gemara says, no, Kivin the Makalkali, Beiradim, Sheshokri Matautim, below Eruv. Since he told them they can't make an Eruv, so they didn't, and inevitably, people will forget, and they'll end up carrying without an Eruv, so that's a Kilkul. Even if it was Lechumra. Haino Kilkula, the Kilkul was, they could have made an Eruv the day before, and nobody would have done anything wrong then on Shabbos, and because they didn't make an Eruv, people ended up carrying without the Eruv, that was the Kilkul. Okay, Rava, Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Rav Huna, Halacha k'Rebbe v'Lasser, the Halacha is like Rebbe, and like Rabbi Lazar said, that both Eruve Chatzeres and Eruve Tchum is Aser on Yontif for the sake of Shabbos, according to Rebbe.